It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The Texas Lieutenant Governor is not shying away on a stance on the Fort Worth School District's bathroom guidelines for transgender students. Dan Patrick announced today he's asking the Texas Attorney General to rule on the legality of the guidelines. And he says the Texas legislature could take action if the district doesn't make changes. The policy calls for transgender students to use a single-stall restroom or a bathroom where other students aren't present. The Fort Worth School District is holding a series of meetings to let residents discuss the guidelines. The first meeting's tonight at 7 at Dunbar High School. Patrick also says he'll protect school districts that ignore a federal directive that lets transgender students use the bathroom that matches their gender identity. The latest S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index shows housing prices in Dallas rose almost 2% in the last month. However, a recent report from the Federal Reserve of Dallas wonders if the drop in oil prices will lead to a bust in house prices. John Duca wrote the report for the Fed, and he talked with KERA's Rick Holter about what's next for the housing market.
So how do you square those conflicting sentiments? House prices surging, but you're worried about a bust.
Well, we're less worried about an outright bust in house prices, particularly in Dallas, where the economy is very strong and has been diversified away from oil. There may be less robust gains in house prices in more energy parts of the state, such as Houston, though some of the edge will probably be taken off Dallas in about a year or so. I would say a couple of things to keep in mind, and this is an unusual housing cycle. The construction response is much more muted. So typically, housing demand would pick up, prices of existing homes would pick up. That would give an incentive to build new homes.
And builders would go crazy building new
homes. And bankers would be willing to give them loans to build the plats and to put in the roads and the utilities. But this time around, people are much more cautious for several reasons. One is bankers have to have much more capital at stake in order to make a loan to a developer.
Is this because of financial reform?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. In addition, I think a lot of localities are a little more careful about approving plats very quickly because they're concerned, are we going to overbuild? I think for major cities like Dallas, the baby boomers are getting older. There's an increased demand to live closer in. The younger generation, millennials, they have a liking for the urban life. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're going to see perhaps a little more concentration of housing demand and house prices in the core areas.
Right.
Than we normally would see, rather than massive expansions into the suburbs.
And you can't build those massive number of new houses if you're doing infill in a major city.
That's exactly right.
Does this spool out any differently in the rental market?
Our younger people were hurt more by the recession. Now, the recession was relatively mild in Texas. But nevertheless, that Great Recession really hurt our younger people disproportionately.
The people who would just be beginning to launch.
Exactly. So the younger people who would typically be associated with eventually renting first and then buying homes are now delaying the buying of homes. We also saw a rise in the share of young people who live with their parents. Mm-hmm. A lot of young people are having a tough time affording the rents. The good news is the job market has firmed in many ways. Unemployment coming way down. We're seeing people being converted from part-time to full-time. And I think we're starting to see some of the college graduates taking jobs that more befit their skills.
And moving out of the basement.
Moving out of the basement, exactly. And we're seeing people who may not have gone to college start to find jobs as well, which is a very good thing.
Growth in Fort Worth, of course, has been tied a lot more directly to oil and gas, thanks to the Barnett Shale. Is the housing market tougher there right now?
The job growth has slowed dramatically on the Fort Worth side of the Metroplex. What I think will happen is we may not see the same kind of growth going forward in Fort Worth. I think we'll probably see pauses for a while.
So if an oil bust, the way the price has dropped, from well over 100 to 30 earlier this year, if that doesn't knock the Texas economy off kilter, what would?
Well, I think the national economy is much more important, and the world economy is also a factor. And I think the most economists see the U.S. economy doing well this year and next year.
John Duca of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, thanks for taking the time.
Well, it's been a real pleasure, Rick.
On Tuesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away takes a look at life on the financial edge. Today, while new research shows the middle class is shrinking, it's true in 9 out of 10 metropolitan areas, including Dallas-Fort Worth. Courtney Collins talked with the Pew Research Center's Rakesh Kocher about what this means for North Texas and beyond.
Rakesh Kocher, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
How is Pew defining middle class? What range of income are we talking about?
For a household of three, if you make between $42,000 to about $125,000 annually, you're middle income by our definition.
The Dallas-Fort Worth area saw a significant drop in its middle income tier.
The share middle income in Dallas fell from about 54-55% in 2000 to 50% in 2014. In both years, that's about the national average, actually. There was also an increase in the share where upper income, but also slightly an increase in the share lower income. So movement out of the middle was in both directions in Dallas.
Why is this happening? Why are we seeing the middle class dwindle?
The root cause is really rising income inequality. So there's more of a spread in the income distribution, people being pushed either to the top end of the income distribution or to the lower end. And that in turn is driven by a number of factors, including technology at the workplace, which is rewarding people with greater skills, higher level skills, technological, computer-based skills, more education. But there are also factors like globalization, the outsourcing of jobs, and the decline of unions.
Overall, are more people sinking into the lower income tier from the middle class or making that jump to upper income?
Nationally, it's almost a divide. About half the metro area saw more of an increase into the upper income tier, and about half the areas saw more of a move into the lower income tier. If you balance the two movements, you find a slight upward movement nationally. But if you look at specific areas, there can be very large movements either up or down the income ladder. The two leaders in the country in terms of movement up the income ladder are actually in Texas, Midland and Odessa, neighboring communities, both benefiting from the oil boom in the last 10 years or so. But what we don't know is what has happened since our analysis ended. That is, what's happened with the recent crash in oil prices.
I thought I saw a map that showed quite a few metro areas in Texas that saw lower income category growth as well.
Yes, the border areas with Mexico, such as Laredo, El Paso, McAllen, and Brownsville, these areas are among the most lower income in the country. But many of these are actually progressing up the income ladder. One of the areas that witnessed a significant movement was actually McAllen, where the share middle income rose from about 39% to 45%.
What are the implications of all this? Is having a hefty middle class important for the economy?
Well, we don't know if there is an optimum size for the middle class, but we do know from research that is emerging that an income distribution that puts people at the opposite ends of income, low or high income tiers, tends not to be conducive to economic growth itself. That a large middle class is favorable in the sense it supports more demand in the economy and drives aggregate demand, drives economic growth. But actually what that optimum size is, we don't know.
Rakesh Kocher with the Pew Research Center, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Flash flood watch is in effect for most of the listening area until Thursday morning. Otherwise, 60% chance of rain this evening with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, we've got more rain with a high around 82. It's currently 70 degrees in Dallas, 69 in Fort Worth, 83 in Tyler, 74 in Wichita Falls. At 6:30, this is KERA News.